Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on claudiorelsano.com, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center and Aspire Pediatric Therapy. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and my fantastic producer, Adam Zaloof. Believe it or not, this is our 95th show. That's crazy that we've done so many shows. But today's guest, we're going to throw a curveball at you. This is not going to be a sports show, not unless she wants to mention something on sports, which is fine with me. But she wrote a book on, it's called Laughing Down the Aisle. So I'll let her explain the book. And her husband has been on our show before, Lee Davis, who's a great guy. And so today's guest is Jamita Lewis Davis. Jamita, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. And before I go on, I have to tell you, I've been in Lee's office, I don't know how many times, dozens of times in downtown Pittsburgh. And I can't, every single time that I've been there, he has had either a group of young people in his office or even some older people. And he's always helping people. I got to tell you that. He's always helping people. He's a great guy and just lovely and appreciate him very much. So I just wanted to let you know that. Just in case you didn't know that, I wanted to tell you.
Well, thank you. Yes, he definitely cares about people and is very passionate about the community. So, yes, I appreciate you saying that. That you explained him to a T.
And I will send Lee the bill for saying those words after the show today. So, but anyway, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you wrote this book, Laughing Down the Aisle. First of all, is this your first book?
This is my first book. I'm very excited. This is my first book.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about yourself and why did you write this book?
Absolutely. So I am a mom, I'm a wife, and now I'm an author. And it really happened in that order. I was a single mom for many years. I married Lee about 2 years ago. And this year, I actually released the new book, Laughing Down the Aisle. So I grew up as an only child in the Mon Valley area in a mid-sized family. You know, lots of cousins, aunts and uncles. I actually went to Woodland Hills High School. You know, I stayed local. I got a bachelor's degree from Carlo University. So really, you know, Pittsburgh girl.
That's right.
And so, you know, one of the things that I learned, you know, during the time that I was a single parent, and it actually really shaped who I am today, because it kind of taught me that, you know, life kind of comes at you fast and it might throw you a curveball, like you said earlier. And you just kind of have to make the right plans and the right choices. And sometimes things don't go right and you have to kind of like laugh through those times. And so I've always kind of had that as a philosophy, you know, that I like to live by. And just like Lee, you know, I care a lot about people and helping people. You know, I care a lot about my friends. I love fashion. I love podcasts. That's something else that, you know, I care a lot about. And writing a book was actually on my bucket list. And I was like, you know what? It's time to write this book. And so that's how Laughing Down the Aisle came to be.
And why did you write the book?
So actually, when we got married 2 years ago, you know, there's a lot of time that goes into planning a wedding. So right after the wedding, you know, I thought, what am I going to do, you know, with all this time that I used to spend planning my wedding? So immediately following the wedding in 2018, I actually started writing Laughing Down the Aisle. And then I set it aside and I thought, okay, I'm going to keep working on this some more and make sure that this is the book that I want to publish. And then fast forward to 2020, you know, we're in a global pandemic. Weddings are starting to get canceled and postponed. And I started to just see more stories about, you know, brides and grooms having to shift their weddings or lose money because venues were closing and things like that. And I thought, you know what, this is the time to share some of my funny stories and bring joy to those couples. And even if you're not planning a wedding, just bring some joy and laughter to the world during the time that can be stressful for so many people.
Sure. You know, I remember I was married 22 years ago on October 24th. So we just celebrated our 24th year. But I've known my wife, Linda, since 1987. But
wow.
And I'll tell you a crazy thing. Every time, and hopefully one day you guys will meet, I'm sure you will. But we were an off and on couple at the beginning. Okay. And she'll blame me, of course. But anyway, every time we got together, there was a Sugar Ray Leonard fight every time.
Okay.
And don't ask me. It just happened that way. And wouldn't you know it? My daughter was born on Sugar Ray Leonard's birthday. Crazy.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Yeah. But I got to tell you a story that it's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. It was in August of 98. That's when we got married in October of 98. But my dad was in the hospital. He had some pretty major surgery on his legs. So I stayed overnight with him at the hospital. And all of a sudden, Jamita, around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, in the morning, he wakes up and he says, "Claude, we're late for the wedding." Okay. And I was in a deep sleep. He said, "We're late for your wedding." And I shot up and I looked at the clock and it said 5 p.m. And I know we were getting married around 4 o'clock. I start swearing. I said, "You got to believe I'm late. I can't believe it." I start getting up. I didn't know what to do. I start panicking. I said, "Where do I go? Where's my clothes? Where's my keys?" And then I said, "Wait a minute. The hell are you talking? This is August. I'm not getting married till October." But I'll tell you what, you talk about fear. You talk about being scared. I said, "Oh my God." But look, it's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure.
So, oh my God. But so tell us a little bit about the wedding planning journey and the wedding preparation itself, those type things.
So the wedding planning, it was a lot of fun. I definitely learned a lot along the way. I had some help. I did have a wedding coordinator to help me out, you know, along the way. And that cut down on some of the stressful things. I remember there's so many decisions that you have to make. And we thought early on, okay, we're not going to let any of this stress us out. We're really going to enjoy these moments. Lee and I both love music. And I remember one of the funny moments that happened early on was that we were looking for venues. And when we found the venue, that was one of the first things we booked.
Right.
And as soon as we booked it, Lee said, "Well, I already booked the DJ prior to booking the venue." So I thought, well, okay. You know, if we didn't find a venue, we at least had a DJ. So, you know, the fun stuff and the funny stories kind of started early on with when I look back, you know, it kind of started early on. So it was really fun. You know, we just agreed, like, we really want to have a good time for our guests and we really wanted to enjoy each other. Our story is similar. We dated 25 years on and off and we thought, you know what, we finally got here. So let's really just enjoy the moments up to and including the wedding day.
Let me ask you a personal question outside of the book. At your wedding, were you guys able to eat? Did you eat?
So, Lee never ate.
Neither did we. Neither did we. We still talk about that. We did not eat.
I actually ate we ended up having food trucks, and we had cocktail hour hors d'oeuvres, and I ended up eating from one of the food trucks about 10 because Lee insisted that I eat. But well, yes, you don't get to eat because there's so much going on.
You know, you said DJ, and he's a guy that I've known for years, and he gave me a hell of a break, right? So I always look for a good break, and my wife still teases me about it. But anyway, the DJ, I gave him a ton of songs to play, CDs, right? So okay. I had a bunch of Barry Manilow songs, Lionel Richie, Gap Band, Jackson 5, Engelbert Humperdinck. I had a variety of songs, right? You know what he did? He played, like, when I said, okay, let's say I said Gap Band, right? He would play 7 straight songs from the Gap Band. Then I said Barry Manilow. He played 7 straight. I said, "Rich, you can't do that. So you got to mix it up." He said, "Oh, I thought you wanted me to play the whole album." I said, "No, and what the hell?" And my wife got so mad. To this day, she's still mad at me because I got that DJ. But he gave me a hell of a deal, so I had to take it. I don't care if he played the entire collection greatest hits of the Gap Band, he was a good price. So I'd hire him again.
and you coached him to mix it up. So maybe at the next wedding, he mixed it up.
Well, no, I don't know if he ever got hired again. I don't know if he ever got, to be honest with you. I don't know if he ever got hired again. But anyway, but so we had a few stories that I'll sprinkle in. But okay, so what was your favorite moment during the planning process? What was your favorite moment on your wedding day?
So I would say my favorite moment during the planning process was actually when we found the venue, because we had been looking for a venue for a while, and we almost settled on a venue. We wanted to have a non-traditional wedding, and we had been looking for something that was like an industrial space with brick walls and something that we could really decorate the way that we wanted to decorate. And it was hard to find that in Pittsburgh. We wanted it to be intimate. And so we looked around. So we started to go to banquet halls and restaurants. And one day I was looking on Instagram and I saw the venue of our dreams. And so when we went to visit it, it was actually under construction on the day we visited. But I could see past the construction, and the owner was magnificent, and she actually ended up being our wedding coordinator also. Okay. So we found the venue, and I was just like, yes, this is like perfect, perfect, perfect. And so I would say that my favorite moment from the wedding day was that we actually incorporated music into our wedding vows. We had so much fun with that. And I just remember I was watching the video the other day of the different songs that were playing. And so when we walked out, you know, after the vows, when we walked out, a song was playing and our photographer actually took a photo of us laughing down the aisle. And so that is where the title of the book came from, because very this nice photo that she snapped, that was one of our favorite photos. So the music, the musical vows, and that music as we walked out, which led to the title.
That's very nice. I was going to ask you that. That's great. That's great. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar at 502 Cabot Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call Dom at 412-372-3667. And criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie, with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. And a quick book plug for my book, Lead from the Heart Up, Not the Neck Up. It is out on Amazon, and it's also out on a bunch of other online outlets, and it's going to be in some stores here soon. I'll let you know when that's up. And it's by John Melvin Publishing, and you can get it on their site, or you can get it on my site, which you're listening to the show now, ClaudioRelsano.com. We will be right back with Jamita Lewis Davis, the author of Laughing Down the Aisle.
Why is it when I talk to my mom, she can't understand me? She gets so cranky and irritable.
Well, your mother's ears cannot understand speech sounds, and that leaves her trying to guess what you've said. This makes conversation exhausting for her.
Can we help her?
Yes, Julie. Once we improve her hearing, she'll be less frustrated and be able to enjoy talking with you again.
If your loved one needs help hearing and understanding, call the Roscoe Hearing Center at 814-375-0455.
Hearing solutions with the care you've been looking for.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
The law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available when you need him for all of your defense needs. Maybe it's a DUI, or maybe you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever the scenario, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available 7 days a week. With a practice based throughout western Pennsylvania, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are conveniently located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. When you or a loved one needs discreet, experienced legal representation, call Eric Jackson Lurie at 412-963-9308. That's 412-963-9308.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Okay, Jamita, if you got to do it all over again, what would you change about your wedding? Would you take something out? Would you add something? What would you do, if anything?
Well, if I got to do one thing over, there's one thing that I bring this up to Lee all the time, actually every couple of months, and I would say that it would be a new wedding dress. And the reason I say this is that, I got the dress I wanted. I had to have a couple of alterations done. The alterations were not exactly the way I wanted them. So every couple of months when I see a dress that I love, I'll often say to Lee, hey, you think we can get married again? And I can wear this new dress and get my chance to do it over. So I would say a new wedding dress is the only thing I would do over. Everything else is really perfect.
I'm going to ask you a touchy question here. You don't have to answer it. Do you think that the bride sometimes overdo it with the look? Okay, here's what I mean. Like my wife, I've said this to her numerous times. She was the prettiest bride I ever saw. I mean, when I was standing there waiting for her to come in, she looked fantastic. But she didn't overdo it with the hair and the craziness or anything like that. Do you think that some do that?
This is what I think about weddings and brides. I think the wedding day is the bride's one chance to bring it and do whatever they want.
All right.
So whatever vision they have, I think they should go for it. So, I've seen different things in magazines, and sometimes it looks extreme. But, if they love it, I think they should go for it, because I feel that's the one chance. It's whatever they want.
All right. Okay. But, yeah, I still remember – I remember a lot of the wedding. I really do. And one thing, though, we were mic'd, obviously, for the taping. And my dad was my best man. And I'll tell you the story off the air. I'll tell you the story off the air. It's a good story.
I want to hear the story.
All right, you got it. But okay. So anyway, what advice would you give to today's engaged couples, especially with everything going on and the venues? Like you said, you're only allowed so many people. Would you say postpone it for down the road, or go ahead and go with it, or what would you tell them?
Well, the first thing I would say is just, don't sweat the small stuff, because even though, we have all these things going on, you're still going to do some planning. So just focus on enjoying the moments associated with the planning, because the day goes by really fast. And then when it comes to the pandemic and some of those restrictions that you have, it's really about not losing sight of the appreciation of the relationship of the person you're in the relationship with. Because even if you have to change the wedding date or change the number of people that are coming, what really matters is the love that you have with the person that you're in the relationship with. So really just focus on that. Exactly. And just try to make that be the thing that kind of keeps you sane and helps you make those different changes. And the only other thing I would add is that, when you're picking your wedding vendors, just really look for vendors who have really great customer service, because they're going to be empathetic and they're going to help you to navigate those changes that you have to make due to the pandemic.
Okay, yeah, that's a great answer, and I agree with you. And, sometimes I see couples, they put so much stress on themselves, and they don't get to enjoy the entire thing. And I tell you what, I told you about my wife coming in to the church and being with my friends. And I'll be honest with you, I was not nervous. I was not nervous. I was looking forward to it. My friends were joking around. My dad was good. My dad had some health issues, but as I said, he was my best man, but he was ready to go. He was good. The only thing that was a little bit of a issue was I was getting dressed and I was ready to go. Then my dad was at the bottom of the steps and he said, he used to call me Claude. He said, Claude. I said, what? He said, I'm not wearing this tuxedo. I said, why? He said, because I look like an undertaker. I said, no, you don't. I said, you look great. He said, I'm going to wear a sports coat. I said, you can't. You're the best man. I said, you have to wear what we're all wearing, right? And then luckily, some friends of mine just happened to knock on the door, and they took care of him. They got him all dressed, and they made him laugh, and he was good. But, man, that was the only thing that was a little bit of a bump in the road. That was it. We had a very nice wedding, and I'll never – as a matter of fact, there was a guy that Lee introduced me to, Derek Davis. I don't know if you know Derek or not. But he had me speak at a youth football event last December, and it was at the venue that my wife and I had the, the reception. Okay, yeah, the reception, and I haven't been there since, and boy, I got choked up because I saw where my dad was and where he was walking around and my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, and they've both passed. And it was happy, but it was sad too. But it just brought back a lot of great memories. Like I said, we really enjoyed the wedding other than the food. I wish we would have enjoyed the food. But so who would you say you targeted this book for? Who should read it, number one? And number two, what would you like for them to get out of it?
So I would say everyone is reading this book, and I hope more people continue to read this book. It's really for if you're single, if you're engaged, if you want to reminisce about your wedding like you're doing, which I absolutely love, and I love that your dad was the best man. I think that is just fantastic. And even for people who've decided, you know what, wedding planning, I'm kind of past that point in my life. Laughing Down the Aisle is really the book for people in any of those groups because it's a funny story and everybody likes funny stories. So, sure. You know, if you're planning a wedding, where I think it's, you know, really beneficial is because I'm giving advice on how you can keep your stress level down and I'm sharing the funny stories along the way. But I'm also, you know, giving that glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel and just reminding, you know, couples that it's all going to work at the end. So if you have twists and turns along the way, don't worry. It's all going to be perfect at the end. You're going to have your special day. So that's what I'm – go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
I was going to say, that's really what, you know, one of the morals of the story is with Laughing Down the Aisle. And the other thing I would say is that, you know, I want people to get from it is really like, don't give up on, you know, looking for love because like I said earlier, Lee and I dated 25 years on and off. And, you know, I never thought in a million years, I wanted to marry Lee 25 years ago when we met, but, you know, going back and forth 25 years, I didn't know it was possible. And then, you know, even that it all worked out in the end, I got to marry the person who I thought I should be with, you know, and be with him now for the rest of my life. So
Right. Don't
give up on the love of your life.
No, you're right. Like I said, we met, the famous fight with Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler. I'll never forget. We didn't have pay-per-view back then, or at least around here. And this is April 6th, I believe, or April 7th. I think the 6th of 1987. So I got a call at 11:30 at night, right before the fight started, because I wanted to listen like round by round who was winning and all that kind of stuff on the radio. And I had known her brother-in-law for years, Tom. We've been friends for years. So she was looking for a date for her friend. So Linda, my wife, calls me and she says, Claudio, hi, how are you? I said, good, how are you? What's going on? I said, nothing. And I said, who is this? You know, and then she again hooked me up with this her friend of hers. But then I was attracted to Linda and she was like me and all that kind of stuff. And here we are 33 years later. But it's a nice story, and I'm glad things went the way they did. And it's a nice story that you're telling us about you and Lee, because if you would have just met and, yeah, let's get together and get married, that's nice too. But it's nice to have a story.
It definitely is. And there's a chapter in the book where I tell stories about, you know, different periods in Lee and I's relationship and some of the things that, you know, really got me excited about being in a relationship with him. You know, one of the stories I tell about how he actually taught me as an adult, one of the things I didn't learn as a kid was how to ride a bike. And so I remember, you know, as an adult, we bought me a bike and a helmet and gloves and like all the things you need, and actually taught me how to ride a bike. And that meant so much to me.
Sure.
And so that's one of the stories in the book that I tell. And
that's
so
great.
When you have this relationship where, you know, you have those on and off periods, you have those wonderful stories to tell.
Excuse me. Let me ask you. As I said, I wrote a book. It was pretty easy to write because it was just basically life experiences. It sounds like yours was easy to write. You just wrote it straight from the heart, let the heart write the words, and that's it.
I definitely did. I actually, you know, when I first started writing it, I started with just the stories that I thought were funny. And I just kind of wrote those all out. And then I thought, okay, what are some of the most important details that I want to share with readers? And then I thought, you know, what are some of the lessons that I want people to get from this? So that's kind of like the thought process that I used, because there were so many things that we did that were, you know, takeaways for people. So when we were planning our wedding, one of the things that Lee and I would do is take daily walks, and we would talk through the wedding plans while we took daily walks. So we're exercising, but we're making wedding plans. And so that's something you can do to like keep your stress level down. You're getting a workout in and you're making your plans. And so, you know, I thought about those moments and how do we incorporate that and how do we teach those things to others to try to be helpful. So that was the thought process. But it really was just, you know, the accounts of the months, you know, that led up to the wedding. So it was definitely, you know, just really from the heart and just incorporating, you know, all the moments that happened up till until that day.
That's nice. Yeah, the way you were talking, I said, this was easy for her to write. It just flowed right through you because you lived it. And that's nice. But we're going to take our final commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar at 502 Cabot Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call Dom at 412-372-3667. And criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie, with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. And another book plug. My book is out. It's out on Amazon and other online outlets and soon in stores. Lead from the Heart Up, Not the Neck Up, How to Create a Positive Winning Culture on the Field and in the Office. I think it's a very good book. I think leaders will enjoy it. CEOs, coaches, salesmen. Lee Davis, I got to get him a book. I think you guys will enjoy it. But we were right back with Jamita Lewis Davis, the author of Laughing Down the Aisle.
Why is it when I talk to my mom, she can't understand me? She gets so cranky and irritable.
Well, your mother's ears cannot understand speech sounds, and that leaves her trying to guess what you've said. This makes conversation exhausting for her.
Can we help her?
Yes, Julie. Once we improve her hearing, she'll be less frustrated and be able to enjoy talking with you again.
If your loved one needs help hearing and understanding, call the Roscoe Hearing Center at 814-375-0455.
Hearing solutions with the care you've been looking for.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
The law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available when you need him for all of your defense needs. Maybe it's a DUI, or maybe you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever the scenario, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available 7 days a week. With a practice based throughout Western Pennsylvania, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are conveniently located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. When you or a loved one needs discreet, experienced legal representation, call Eric Jackson Lurie at 412-963-9308. That's 412-963-9308.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar. 502 Cabot Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Okay, Jamita, we're going to have something called the Eric Jackson Lurie Final Word. And the final word is, where can people buy the book?
So people can buy the book on Amazon.com or JamitaLewisDavis.com. And if you visit JamitaLewisDavis.com, feel free to leave a comment, drop me a line, ask questions. I love to engage and interact with my readers. And I'm excited to hear what people think about the book. And thank you for having me today.
It is my pleasure. I totally enjoyed it. And like I said, right after I got off the phone with you, I sent the first time, I sent Lee a note. I just wrote, wow. I said, your wife is great. And it doesn't take long to see that you're a great person and a great mom and a great wife. It's our pleasure to have you on the show. And thank you for being on. And stay on afterwards. I got to tell you that story. So don't hang up yet.
Yes, for sure.
All right, Jamita, thank you. Okay, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that. I know I certainly did. And we're going to have some, I'll remind you in our future shows about Jamita's book and where to get it and the title and everything else. So make sure that you get it. As always, want to thank our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, and criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you guys, and thank you, Rick Mitchell and Adam Zalouf, the best producer in the world. I couldn't ask for a better person or a producer to have be my partner on this show. You can listen to the show, of course, on ClaudioRelsano.com, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. And don't forget about my book, Lead from the Heart Up, Not the Neck Up. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it off my website. You can get it on John Melvin Publishing. It'll be on some other online outlets as well. And we have some great guests coming up, as always. Love my guests. That's what makes the show. And again, as always, have to thank my mom and dad. So thank you, Mom and Pop, for everything. And I will talk to you all soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRelsano.com.
When I talk to my mom, she can't understand me. She gets so cranky and irritable.
Well, your mother's ears cannot understand speech sounds, and that leaves her trying to guess what you've said. This makes conversation exhausting for her.
Can we help her?
Yes, Julie. Once we improve her hearing, she'll be less frustrated and be able to enjoy talking with you again.
If your loved one needs help hearing and understanding, call the Roscoe Hearing Center at 814-375-0455.
Hearing solutions with the care you've been looking for.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
The law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available when you need him for all of your defense needs. Maybe it's a DUI, or maybe you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever the scenario, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available 7 days a week. With a practice based throughout Western Pennsylvania, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are conveniently located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. When you or a loved one needs discreet, experienced legal representation, call Eric Jackson Lurie at 412-963-9308. That's 412-963-9308.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar. 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.